50 years ago this week, Elvis Presley became a private first class in the U.S. Army. Elvis's induction was worldwide news. Fans practically went into mourning, although they had plenty of records to listen to, and his teenage fans could scream and shiver at his movies. This reporter, as Mr. Murrow liked to say, was a witness to some of the hysteria surrounding the absence of Elvis. In Manhattan, a year and a few months after he was drafted, I had a summer job on 16 Magazine, a cheapy papered rag devoted to teen preoccupations like pimples, rock and roll, and, most importantly, the King. Gloria Stavers was the editor of 16, and that summer of 1959 she made me the only judge of the magazine's I Miss Elvis Because contest. It's not that I was such an Elvis fan. Dave Brubeck was my hero in those days. He still is. I was named judge because, apart from editor Gloria and 16's publisher, Jacques Chambrun, I, the secretary, was the only other person in the office. Bags full of entries for the I Miss Elvis Because contest arrived. Fans had hundreds of reasons for missing Elvis. Because he was cute, because he gave them goosebumps, because they loved his wiggly hips. I opened every letter, and I gave each one careful consideration. Ultimately, I chose not one winner, but two. I split the prize. So many years later, I can't remember what the prize was. Probably a lifetime subscription to 16 Magazine, which stopped publishing monthly 8 years ago. Or a lock of Elvis's hair, who knows. Split it between a grandmother in her 60s and a three-month-old baby. The grandma missed Elvis because her grandchildren were less sparkly with P.F.C. Presley off in Germany. The three-month-old missed him because the baby needed an up-close role model that early in life. By the way, the three-month-old's handwriting was most impressive for a child so young. My serious summer assignment being over, I went off to start graduate school, and I never did pick up the issue of 16 in which the winners were announced. I am sure that the grandma is long gone, but if you were the three-month-old baby in the summer of 1959 and remember winning that contest and what your prize was, I do hope you'll get in touch. By this time, we all miss Elvis Because, although, of course, Elvis lives.
I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation G.I. blues. From my G.I. head to the heels of my G.I. shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. We'll get Hoss and Pfeffer and Black Pumpernickel for chow. We'll get Hoss and Pfeffer and Black Pumpernickel for chow.
This is NPR News.